Brothers and sisters, there is much lack of knowledge, or at least misunderstanding, of how the Bible deals with religion. Today, many are willing to accept the concept that Jesus did not come to establish another religion. Yet, many more are unaware that actually in the Old Testament, there is much condemnation of religious practices. 7 centuries before Christ, the prophet Isaiah addressed specially the remnant of the Hebrew nation, Judah, and its capital, Jerusalem. His prophetic message mainly concerned the disloyalty of those who claim to be God's people. He had much to say about their corrupt conduct, even as they carried out their usual religious activities. His prophecy begins symbolically with a strong appeal to all creation, visible and invisible, to bear witness to his announcement on the Lord's behalf. He says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand." What a shameful description of the breakdown of the relationship between God and those who were supposed to be his people, his children. It was as if their knowledge of God was not even as good as that of an animal's knowledge of its owner. Brothers and sisters, he goes on to describe the nation. "O sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, children who deal corruptly, they have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged." These are very strong words. They accuse not only the remnant of the nation of Isaiah's contemporary generation, but also their forefathers. Their rebellion and corruption not only severed their communion with their God, but also reached the point of total estrangement and even total enmity. Still, Isaiah points out their persistent and corrupted religious activity. They pretended to be very devoted, making religious offerings, which God rejected. Their corruption is described as resembling the worst of nations in history, Sodom and Gomorrah. In the Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah represented the extreme hedonistic or uncontrolled immoral sensual physical pleasure, much like in our days. Both those cities were suddenly demolished and totally burnt up. Isaiah says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom, give ear to the teaching of our God, you people of Gomorrah." That's why God rejected the religious activities of Jerusalem and all Judea. Brothers and sisters, the nation was not only very devoted to making animal offerings, but also to celebrating religious occasions and observing certain holidays. They meticulously kept the weekly Sabbath and the prescribed prayer rituals, while at the same time living evil lives of selfishness and greed. They carried out injustices against the weak and the vulnerable. The Lord said to them, "What to me is a multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls, or of lambs, or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts?" Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and the Sabbath and the calling of convocations. I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice, correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. Plead the widow's cause. Brothers and sisters, clearly, pretentious religious attitudes were not peculiar to that period. 7 centuries later, Isaiah's message was even more vividly presented by Jesus himself, who encountered and rebuked similar religious activities. In the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew, we read this address to the religious leaders, saying, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. You blind guides, straining out a gnat and swallowing a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So, you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Brothers and sisters, still, Isaiah's message pointed to God's forgiving and saving initiative in Jesus, the promised Savior, the Messiah. The degree of sinfulness and rebellion does not hinder God's gracious offer of forgiveness. Isaiah says, "Come now, let's reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." He went on to confirm the difference between their rejected religion and God's redeeming plan, which is rooted in His merciful provision of redemption and forgiveness of sin, which required His own justice and righteousness. "Zion shall be redeemed by justice, and those in her who repent by righteousness." This is what the message of the gospel is all about. Jesus fulfilled that in Himself. Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah.